Yeah? Not that I'm admitting I'm down that road, but what is this something else? It is us. He swept his hand about him in a soft white circle and repeated, us. McMurphy half-heartedly said, ball, and grinned and stood up, pulling the girl to her feet. He squinted up at the dim clock. It's nearly five. I need me a little shut-eye before my big getaway. The day shift doesn't come on for another 2 hours yet. Let's leave Billy and Candy down there a while longer. I'll cut out about six. Sandy, honey, maybe an hour in the dorm would sober us up. What do you say? We got a long drive tomorrow, whether it's Canada or Mexico or wherever. Turkle and Harding and I stood up, too. Everybody was still weaving pretty much, still pretty drunk, but a mellow, sad feeling had drifted over the drunk. Turkle said he'd boot McMurphy and the girl out of bed in an hour. Wake me up, too, Harding said. I'd like to stand there at the window with a silver bullet in my hand and ask, who was that masked man as you ride? Ah, to hell with that. You guys both get in bed, and I don't want to ever see hide or hair of you again, you get me? Harding grinned and nodded, but didn't say anything. McMurphy put his hand out, and Harding shook it. McMurphy tipped back like a cowboy reeling out of a saloon and winked. You can be Bull Goose Looney again, buddy, what with Big Mac out of the way. He turned to me and frowned. I don't know what you can be, Chief. You still got some looking to do. Maybe you could get you a job being the bad guy on TV wrestling. Anyway, take her easy. I shook his hand, and we all started for the dorm. McMurphy told Turkle to tear up some sheets and pick out some of his favorite knots to be tied with. Turkle said he would. I got into my bed in the graying light of the dorm and heard McMurphy and the girl get into his bed. I was feeling numb and warm. I heard Mr. Turkle open the door to the linen room out in the hall, heave a long, loud, belching sigh as he pulled the door closed behind him. My eyes got used to the dark, and I could see McMurphy and the girl snuggled into each other's shoulders, getting comfortable, more like two tired little kids than a grown man and a grown woman in bed together to make love. This book is continued on Disc 9.